You knew it was going to be a tall task tonight here against Holcomb. Just a tough night overall, and kind of a tough first half shooting-wise, and that really, it was tough the rest of the way. Holcomb just too much tonight.
Well, they're going to be too much for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, they're long. You know, got some good athletic guards. You know, they get after you. Our biggest thing is we don't capitalize when there's opportunities. I mean, you know, we don't give the post the ball when he has the guy locked up on his bottom. You know, we really game plan to take Mers out of the game. You know, the two threes that he hit were defensive blown assignments where we just got off of him when, you know, we had him covered for a second. You know, so, you know, I told our guys that as long as we kind of learn something, you know, something from this, you know, it's not a terrible night. You know, the thing is, I mean, we just make so many, you know, dumb mistakes. Mm-hmm. You know, and they're mistakes that the guys realize what's going on. They just don't, you know, take care of business.
In that first half, you guys did a good job of taking care of the basketball. I think ahead you ran four turnovers. Second half, a lot of turnovers, but rebounding edge definitely to Holcomb tonight. You guys put up some good shots in that first half. It just those shots that you were putting up in the first half were very similar to the ones that you hit on Friday night. Just wasn't able to drop in tonight.
Yeah, some were, some weren't. I really believe, you know, at the 3-point line, if you have to change the arc of your shot, it's not a good shot. You know, if you're shooting in rhythm and they're coming out even with a hand in your face and you don't change anything, it's a good shot. So, you know, a couple of them I felt like we were kind of forced, and a couple of them, you know, are shots that, you know, what we're capable of making. So, you know, got to learn from it, got to get better.
Some tough play tonight. Justin Froh kind of stepped it up a little bit on the offensive end, and he did some nice things out there for you guys as well tonight.
Justin's a battler. I mean, he's a guy that is very coachable. I mean, he tries to do exactly what you want. You know, he got caught up in the air a couple times with some passes, but, you know, it still comes down to, man, you got to make plays that in crunch time as far as at the end of a quarter or at the, you know, during the middle of somebody's, you know, 6-0 run to cut the run in half. And, you know, right now we're still really searching for somebody that can make those plays.
You were down 20 early in the third period, got it to within 13, and you got to like the resiliency of your team. Yes, they were down big, but they found a way to try to get back and into that third quarter, but that three that by Holcomb was big there, but you got to like the effort of the team not giving up here
tonight.
Well,
third quarter was even. I mean, that's one of those, you know, dumb mistakes, you know, because we talked about, you know, Mers gets no free looks. I mean, you got to hang on him, you know, box him one early, you know, even out of the matchup, you know, we're going to shadow him. And, you know, they get a handoff or a little ball screen with him. And then the guy that's responsible for covering him, you know, just jumps away from him and gives him a wide open three. And, you know, he's too good of a shooter, you know, for that right there. You know, the same thing that happened with his three in the fourth quarter. You know, there were situations we were there, and then we kind of went, you know, brain dead for a second. And, you know, with a good offensive player, which he is, you know, that just half a count or that full second of, you know, not doing what you're supposed to, you know, bites you in the bottom. And, you know, so, shoot, this is a 10-point game without those two wide-open threes. I mean, we drop a layup out of our, you know, out of our hands that's wide open. We don't shot fake a big guy coming, you know, when you know that backside help is a 6'7 kid. Those are things that come from experience, and those are things that you got to correct if you want to make a run at some point. So, you know, we'll get on film, and I told him, I said, we come to practice tomorrow, we can either pout about it, and then not getting better, where we can kind of improve a little bit and make some gains. If we make some gains, you know, I don't really feel like, you know, this is a bad loss. I mean, you know, no, nobody wants to lose. But at the same time, if you can pick something out of it, you know, you got something to go on. So, you know, we'll kind of see what happens with the after effect.
Yeah, Friday, it's a trip to Ulysses, and that's not going to be an easy game. They've played some decent basketball this year, played Holcomb tough for about 2.5 quarters in that game, and it's down at their place on Friday.
Yeah, it kind of depends. You know, they gave them a good quarter. I mean, they, you know, the first quarter was like 26-11. You know, the second quarter was Ulysses's, you know, big quarter, and then, you know, the third and fourth, and then Holcomb kind of controlled again. So, you know, we know Ulysses can really shoot the ball whenever they get in a, you know, a rhythm and can knock down shots, and, you know, they're going to be very, very good. You know, but they take some ill-advised shots also. You know, so if we can control some rebounds right there, then, you know, we're going to be okay. It just kind of depends on, you know, how much defense pressure we want to do with, you know, with their shooters.
All right. Once again, Coach, thanks for the time, and we'll see you on Friday.
All right, thanks.